This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. The India Met Department today issued a red alert for Papumbari district and has predicted heavy rain with thunderstorms and lightning over the next 24 hours. It has also issued orange alerts for 8 districts and yellow alerts for 10 districts. IMD forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall in the state over the next 5 days. It has also warned of thunderstorms with lightning and extremely heavy rains likely in isolated places. Meanwhile, a portion of the National Highway 415 has been washed away by flash flood at Karsingsa area yesterday, thereby completely halting the vehicular movement along Nirjuli Bandadua stretch of the highway. In view of this, the Itanagar Capital District Administration has ordered closure of the highway from Nirjuli to Bandadua and diversion of traffic through Gumto Road for the period till restoration of the road. During the same period, all vehicles' movement shall be restricted, the DA informed. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that tribal society has a huge contribution in India's economy and is our identity. Mr. Dhankar was addressing a program organized on the occasion of World Sickle Cell Elimination Day in Dindori, Madhya Pradesh today. The Vice President said that the government is committed to the elimination of sickle cell disease. He said that there are many special provisions for tribal communities in our constitution, but in the last 10 years, the government has left no stone unturned in implementing them. The Vice President called for stopping the misconceptions and propaganda related to this disease. World Sickle Cell Day is an annual event celebrated on June 19th to raise awareness about sickle cell disease and advocate for the rights of those who are affected by it. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, interacted with the students from VKV Jairampur who are preparing for National Defence Academy at the Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The governor shared his experiences and suggested inspiring ideas for success in their endeavour. He said that UPSC and SSB exams are challenges that needs to be surmounted by the students. A high score in the UPSC written exam will ensure a place in the merit list, leading to selection for NDA. The governor further encouraged the students to work hard for written examinations and stressed on good general awareness. He advised them to surround themselves with sources of knowledge, including inspiring and successful people, optimum use of the internet, and read stories of war heroes who have done beyond their duty. The governor underscored that educational institutes must conduct pre-UPSC examinations and create obstacle courses in their school premises to prepare students for the staff selection board and final selection for NDA. The National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports today felicitated 5 of its distinguished alumni who have successfully summited Mount Everest, bringing immense pride to the institute and the nation. The names include most recent Everester Kavak Yano, Tagit Sorang Abraham, Tashi Yangjom, Tongchen Nimsonga, and Dorji Khandu. Renowned mountaineer and present director NIMAS, Colonel Ranveer Singh Jamwal, led the felicitation ceremony. The National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports in Dirang is a premier institution dedicated to providing world-class training in all 3 verticals, land, aero and aqua, of adventure, and presently imparts adventure course certification in mountaineering, mountain terrain biking, whitewater rafting, scuba diving, paramotor and paragliding. ADC Tezu Kunal Yadav hailed the Bambusa Library for providing the finest environment when it comes to learning. The ADC said this while addressing the valedictory ceremony of the 4-day pencil drawing skills workshop conducted by the Bambusa Library Tezu and the Forum of Library Activists Medo today. The ADC lauded the participants who shared their impressions of the workshop and workshop instructor Behelti Ama for sharing her skills. The 10th edition of the International Day of Yoga will be celebrated on June 21st next. The UN, in a social media post, said, recognizing its universal appeal, the UN had proclaimed 21st June as the International Day of Yoga by a resolution on 11th December 2014. The theme for this year is Yoga for Self and Society. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.